State Superintendent of Education Tommy Bice is on the phone. Mr. Bice, thanks for joining us on Capstone News Now today.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Now, before we get into the real reason why we have you, I'm sure this is a bit of a shock to you since the University of Alabama has such an award-winning radio station, but I guess that's pretty par for the course as you are an Auburn grad, and I'm assuming you're having to deal with this yet again. Alabama doing well.
Hey, absolutely pleased.
Well, very good, sir. Well, congratulations on the objectively good results from yesterday. Speaking in front of the state legislature in Montgomery yesterday, you announced that the graduation rate is increased up to 80% for the class of 2013. You weren't surprised. I'm sure you knew about these findings way before. But tell us about your reaction in the legislative body yesterday.
Sure. I mean, could not be more pleased. It's the result of a lot of work of a lot of people in our 135 school systems. But we set a goal 2 years ago that we would reach certain milestones in increasing our graduation rate between then and the year 2020, which we refer to as our Plan 2020. And we had set a goal of 2% gain each year. And between last year and this year, between 12 and 13, we saw a 5% gain, which took us to 80%, which was actually our 2016 projection.
Right.
And it's the highest it's ever been in the state of Alabama. It's really a historic day.
How did that happen? I mean, what do you attribute those gains to?
Well, we're really trying to do things quite differently in public education. Regretfully, for a very long time, we've looked at each school system and each school as if they're basically the same, more of an industrial model, and had certain requirements on them to get kids through school. But we've reversed that now, and we're urging schools and school systems to be innovative and creative on how they meet the needs of individual students and groups of students, and they're embracing that. And we've got things from people having school that they refer to as twilight school in the evening for kids that need to work during the day that had only the option of dropping out previously, to weekend schools, to schools that have opened in empty storefronts in some of our inner city areas to re-engage kids in their local communities. Just some great models that have come out of this.
You mentioned in your remarks yesterday to the legislature that there needs to be still a lot more investment, especially in middle schools. You target, you want to hire a couple hundred more middle school teachers. Why is that middle school age a range so important for investment, in your opinion?
It is vividly clear now that we have this data to actually see where our problem areas are, that we still have some kids dropping out of high school, obviously, because we're not at 100%. The majority of those students drop out in ninth grade, which tells us that they're overaged and undercredited, because you're not old enough typically in ninth grade to drop out of high school. You have to be 17.
Right.
So we looked backward where that really starts happening, and it's so vividly clear it starts in sixth grade, or at least starts to manifest itself in sixth grade, sixth, seventh, and eighth. So if we know that, over the last several years we've seen a reduction in our teaching staff because of lack of budget, and that's where we've lost most of our teachers. So we want to reinvest in the area where we know we can make the most difference.
Has the Alabama Accountability Act, I guess it's, it might be too new to make a judgment, but has it, do you think it affected these numbers in any way?
I don't think it had anything to do with
right.
the numbers. You know, it's relatively new. We actually saw an increase in enrollment in public education from last year to this year, so we haven't lost students as a result of that. But it really just goes back to, we know who our students are in our local school systems. We're encouraging local school systems to do things differently to meet the needs of their children. Still have high expectations. We've actually upped the academic expectations. So it's even more impressive that at the same time we're seeing more kids graduate.
We're speaking to State Superintendent of Education Tommy Bice. And Mr. Bice, this week we were supposed to release the list of failing schools. What classifies a school as failing?
It's a formula that was put in place through the Alabama Accountability Act that looks at a span of over 6 years. And if at any time during those 6 years your test scores in math and English combined fall within the bottom 6% of the schools in the state, you go on the list. So the list that comes out tomorrow, there will be five or six schools that will come off the list because they've continued to show improvement and no longer meet that criteria. But as a result of it, because it's numbers driven, there will be an equal number added onto the list.
Now, if a student took advantage of the Accountability Act and their school came off of the failing list, will they still get the tax credit?
I'm not real sure, to be perfectly honest. The Department of Education doesn't handle the tax credit part of this or the scholarship part of this. That all goes through the Department of Revenue. So I'm not exactly sure how that tax credit piece plays out if a school comes off the list. I know for a fact that if they come off the list tomorrow, the student isn't required to go back there and disrupt their education this year. There's obviously a period that they can continue where they could have transferred to.
Yes, sir. And what, so far, what type of response have you had to people taking advantage of the Accountability Act?
Most of the transfers that occurred earlier this fall when we released the list the first time, the vast majority of the transfers occurred within the school system. They transferred to another school within the system that they currently attend. Statewide, we only had 52 students who actually transferred out of a system into a private school.
Real quick here, we're speaking to State Superintendent of Education, Tommy Bice, on Capstone News Now. Sir, you got kind of emotional yesterday in Montgomery in the address that you gave to the legislature. Why do you think you got so emotional when you were announcing these good numbers?
Well, you know, I gave an example of a student that kind of exemplifies the magnitude of all this. We get caught up in the big numbers, but it actually gets down to individual students. And it's making a difference. I mean, when you think that a student now is a graduate versus a non-graduate, their options as a young adult are now different. Their options for their future are now much broader. The economists tell us very clearly that the annual difference in salary between a graduate and a non-graduate from high school in their first year is around $10,000. That's a game changer for a lot of kids. I shared yesterday that the biggest challenge we face in public education right now is poverty. Huge, way over 50% of our kids are on free and reduced lunch, so which indicates some level of poverty and food insecurity. And we know it's real clear that education can be the one thing that can change generational poverty. So the fact that 3,000 more kids graduated from high school because of the efforts of our local school systems, you just got me. And don't apologize for it at all.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Bice, what is the, I guess, major future points that the Alabama Department of Education is going to try to achieve in 2014?
Sure. You know, and I shared this yesterday in my comments, and again, I had the fortunate opportunity to meet with all the superintendents across the state earlier this morning, is this is just one step in our transformation of public education. We're getting more kids graduated. Our biggest lift will be ensuring that they're prepared for what comes next. And those two things have to work together. So we've adopted new standards in math and English language arts. We have new graduation requirements for our kids because we want to ensure that when they leave an Alabama high school, that regardless of whether they're going into work, into one of our community colleges, into one of our institutions of higher education like Alabama, that they're prepared for that. And for the last many years under No Child Left Behind, we've been preparing kids for what we refer to as adequate yearly progress under No Child Left Behind, and that had no relationship with what comes next. So we really shifted the end game of what we're expecting for our kids. So that's our next big focus, is that when you walk across a stage or a football field and get an Alabama high school diploma, you don't have to be enrolled in remedial education in college. You don't have to be retrained when you enter the workforce. You're ready.
Alabama Superintendent of Education, Tommy Bice. Sir, we appreciate you joining us on the program. We hope to speak to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Tommy Bice, the State Superintendent of Education here in the state of Alabama.